Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, I hope you had a fun day yesterday. Yeah, I know. Look, it's Monday and, you know, people generally don't like Mondays. But look, I continue to talk about it on the show. Don't just blow off Monday because it's a day of living life. And I'm going to tell you this once again. The week is going to fly by. It's going to be Friday before you know it. I'm going to be here and you're going to be there Friday afternoon. It's going to be like, oh, my God, it's free for all Friday already. So, hey, just hang in there. Relax. Do the best you can today, and don't waste the day, because you never know what can happen to you on any given day. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. Yeah, it got a little steamy and sweaty over the weekend, and it's hot. I mean, it's summertime. LSU wins the College World Series. What a game! I mean, it's so much fun to watch that. Yes, I was at a bar yesterday watching the game, and it was. I mean, it was awesome. Awesome to see that that game. And LSU, you know, LSU kind of struggled in the SEC tournament a little bit. And I told you I was a little concerned because it seemed like LSU was playing down to the level of their opponents, and instead of playing as good as they can play. And boy, when the World Series came along, they just rose to the occasion, and they are the national champions. So this is just a great, great honor for LSU and for Louisiana. You know how they do that dog pile thing at the end? You know, they win, and then, like, they knock down a player, and then all the players jump on each other? I could never do that. I am so claustrophobic that if I were somewhere on the bottom or in the middle of that pile, I mean, I would literally be freaking out. And in fact, I don't even know, like in football, when they, you know, they've got all these people piling on top of each other. I'm sorry. I don't think I could handle that. All right. We obviously have a lot to talk about. And as you know, this is a show where politics and pop culture meet your opinions. I love talking about music. I love talking about pop culture. But we're a talk show. And there are times that we have to talk about other things. And the United States attacked Iran with strategical strikes over the weekend. It was hammer time. Midnight, Operation Hammer Time, whatever it was a strategic strike, and apparently it did its job. But there are reports that there are holes in the ground, but maybe we didn't wipe out everything. We don't know. The entire assessment of that is still yet to be determined. So we knew it was going to happen, and it did. Right? I posted some videos on my Substack account over the weekend. And again, if you haven't joined me there yet, I hope you will. It's substack.com, and it's an extension of the show. And it's just a chance to, you know, kind of just engage with me when I'm not on the air. So it's a fun opportunity. It's a social media platform, substack.com. I'm doing a lot more there now than on Facebook. So if you've been with me on Facebook, I hope you'll join me on Substack. And it's a different audience. It's not filled with the juvenile misguided hate that you find on Facebook. So I do like that crowd. But I posted some videos on Substack over the weekend, and I'll do another one during the show today. We knew this was coming. Iran has retaliated. They fired missiles at U.S. bases in Iraq and Qatar. The good news is our missiles intercepted their missiles. No deaths, no injuries up to this point. Now, I don't think this is over. President Trump said that after the attack over the weekend, he was hoping this would bring Iran to the bargaining table. I don't know if they think that way. They should, but there is a particular evil, radical Middle Eastern mindset that does not reflect everybody from the Middle East. This does not reflect all Middle Eastern people. You know, and that's the problem we have in this country. You know, somebody does something wrong, or a group does something wrong, a country does something wrong, and all of a sudden everybody judges everybody who's part of that group. You know, that's not fair. So, you know, don't go the easy route. You know, it's easy to not think and just put everybody in the same group. Yeah, all those Middle Eastern people, man, they all want to kill us. No, they don't. So don't, you know, start judging all Middle Eastern people by the mindset of these Iranian radicals. And again, I love to use this analogy, and I remind you with this analogy all the time. You know, you want to stereotype people? Okay, if you're a middle-aged white guy, then let's assume that you're into child pornography. Because that's what we see on the news. The great majority, overwhelming majority of people busted for child porn are middle-aged white guys. So if you're a middle-aged white guy and you don't want to be judged, then don't be so quick to judge others. So we'll see where this goes. And, you know, we'll talk to you today and see how you're feeling about this, because this is a big deal. We strike Iran. We knew that Iran was going to strike back. There are sleeping cells in the United States. There are bases within striking distance of Iran. And what we don't want to do is get involved in a full-fledged war with Iran. I mean, we're going to win. But if we don't have to lose soldiers, if people don't have to be injured and maimed going through this process, then that would be ideal. But the question is this going to bring Iran to the bargaining table? I'm not so sure. And while Iran is sort of crippled in terms of their ability to retaliate because of the strikes from Israel, you know, wiping out a lot of their missile launching sites, you know, we're in better shape, and there's less that they can do. But this is still a serious thing. Now, the other part of this is Donald Trump ran on a campaign of being the peacemaker. Donald Trump ran on the idea that he was going to end the war in Ukraine in one day. He was going to call his friend Vladimir Putin. It was going to end in one day. And you remember during the campaign, I told you that's not going to happen. That caused some people to say, yeah, you're just a Trump basher. No, I was just realistic. He wasn't going to end it in one day. So sometimes, though, we have to remember that it takes strength and the appearance of strength to bring somebody to the bargaining table. And the strength of our military hopefully brings Iran to the bargaining table. So sometimes you have to do something to make somebody negotiate. Let's hope that happens in this case. So Donald Trump may have campaigned as the peacemaker, the guy who was going to end all wars. Well, it seemed like he was kind of eager to get involved in this conflict. And I say this with the understanding that Iran cannot have a nuke, because we can't trust them with a nuke. We can trust some people with a nuke, but we can't trust Iran with a nuke. So it's pretty much conventional wisdom, really throughout Europe and really throughout the world, that Iran can't get nukes. So, you know, we're doing the right thing by stopping them from getting nukes. But at the same time, you know, President Trump said he was going to be the peacemaker. One of the things that still lingers in my mind is a report that Donald Trump decided to really get involved in all of this when Israel was praised on the Fox News channel, because, you know, President Trump doesn't read. So he's watching the Fox News Channel. This is according to reports. And again, it's according to reports. I wasn't there. You weren't there. We don't know for sure. But if these reports are true, this is something that bothers me a little. If the president got involved in this because he's down in the polls and because inflation is going on, he said he was going to end that. The war in Ukraine continues. He said he was going to end that. He said he was going to do a lot of things, and those things haven't worked out. The one thing that he did do was secure the border, and that needed to be secured. And I have given him credit for securing the border. But in talking about peace, and then this happens with Iran, it seems like he might have been eager to get involved in this to feed his ego, because he wanted to be included in the conversation that the Israeli military strikes were pure military genius, and he wanted to be part of that. And Israel had been saying, the skies over, we have secured. Israel had been saying, we have secured the skies over Iran. And then after this apparent episode of watching the Fox News Channel, President Trump started saying, we, meaning the United States, have secured the skies over Iran. Well, we helped the Israelis to some degree. So, yes, I think we were involved in that. Look, it's a complicated situation. And here's the problem when you do so many things that seem to be the result of your ego. People question your motives. And at a time like this, we don't want to question the motives of the president of the United States. We want to back the president. We want to believe that the president is doing it for us. And because of many of the things that President Trump has done, and because of just a general impression of what motivates him, we have to wonder, is this for us or is this for him? I hope this is for us. I tell you, that speech that he gave after the bombing, when he addressed the nation and the world, that was very presidential. That was a very, very good speech. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was there. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was there. And Vice President J.D. Vance was there. And I thought that was just a very excellent presidential moment for Donald Trump. So what do you want to say today? How are you feeling today? We attacked. Iran has retaliated, but again, not a lot of damage because our military is so great. So how are you feeling right now? And if you're a younger millennial, or if you're a Zoomer, you know, this may be the first time that you have been of age where you were paying attention to politics. Maybe this is the first time you've experienced something like this. You know, as somebody who has experienced this many times, I can tell you, I think we're going to be okay. I mean, I don't think people should be freaking out over this. We're going to be okay. It's ugly. It could get a lot uglier. Let's hope it doesn't. But I do believe that we're going to be okay as a country. So, you know, again, I told you, I got a text the other day while I was on the air from my daughter-in-law, and she's kind of freaking out over this, and she wants to know my opinion of what's going on. I think we're going to be okay, but it's still serious stuff. All right, if you want to join us with your comments this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. 870. Ian Hocus, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
LSU wins. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I enjoyed listening to the Tigers on the radio there.
Yeah.
Game two was a little more exciting than game one in that regard. But, like I told you, last week, I just like listening to baseball on the radio. Honestly, I'm not even listening that closely. I just like to hear the sounds. I like Chris Blair. I like the chanting. I like the crack coming off of the bat. It's just enjoyable.
Or the lack of sound, because in baseball,
there's a lot of silent,
you know, like I turn on the station and I'm hearing nothing. And it's just like, in between pitches or whatever. It's just really, really quiet. But, for those who think baseball is really boring, and to some degree, compared to other sports, there's not the intensity level that there is. It's not the visible intensity level that there is in other sports, but baseball's exciting, and it's exciting to listen to even on the radio, and I've enjoyed that as well. So Let's come back with some text messages. And, you know, Ian, sure. I really wish we didn't have anything serious to talk about today. It's a nice day. It's summertime. And, you know, after Memorial Day, I think we all sort of get into this summertime mode, even if it's subconscious. We really don't think about things as seriously as we do, you know, before Memorial Day and after Labor Day. It's like summertime, and we have been conditioned for 12 years of our lives going through school to just think of summertime as a fun time. And I think even as adults, we tend to just, you know, lay back and, you know, take things less seriously. But we've got some serious business to talk about.
We got some serious business to talk about. And I think I've said something to this effect before. It's not great as a person in this space in the media who gets paid to kind of share your opinion and tell people what you think and listen to what they have to think and have a conversation about it. To me, this is a moment where it's a blessing to kind of not have an opinion.
Yeah.
I'm glad that the operation was successful. I'm pretty curious to see what happens next, because we've had pretty successful operations before. You know, I'm old enough to remember, the Battle of Baghdad in 2003. It was 46 days from the day that we first entered Iraq to the day that we had mission accomplished and President Bush landed on the aircraft carrier and all that. From that time, it was not at all possible to predict that we would still be doing combat operations in Iraq for the next, 15 years or something.
Right, right.
So, you know, just I this is how I'm handling this new raft of information is just, okay, I'm going to take it all in stride. I'm not going to exhaust myself pretending like I know what's going to happen next. I'm not going to put myself out there saying, you should listen to what I have to say about this because I think I'm right. Like, yeah, I'll have some more things to share about it, as I'm sure will you, but nobody knows what the hell is about to happen. And that's okay. We should be comfortable with that. We've gotten very used to the 24-hour news cycle and news moves so fast. You got to know everything. Got to be kept. Yeah, like know the facts and then shut up and wait for the next thing.
You know, the other
maybe
thing
that doesn't work for everybody, but that's how I'm
feeling. Look, I agree with you. And no matter how definite some people think they are, nobody knows what's going to happen next. I mean, how can you possibly think for Iran? I mean, how can you possibly determine what they're going to do next. But here's the problem with the 24-hour news cycle. When I was growing up and there were three major networks and like only at one point five channels, including PBS, it was different because you had a big break from the news. You know, stuff would happen. You'd hear about it in the news in the morning, in the middle of the day. And then there was a big break before the CBS, NBC, and ABC evening news. And now we're bombarded with this like 24 hours a day. And with social media as well, we are like constantly looking at the news. The fact that it's on all the time doesn't make it worse. But in some ways, it seems like it's worse, because all we're doing is hearing it over and over again. And the loop of the action, whatever the action is, if there's an attack, the loop of that attack played over and over and over again kind of makes it seem like it's going on all the time when the loop of that attack is only one moment.
Apathy is a tragedy and boredom is a crime.
Yep. All right. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. You know, in some ways, there are a lot of young people who remind me of young people in the past. And they're innocent. And there is this idea that war is bad. And war is bad. But sometimes it takes war to bring about peace. What would have happened had we not gone to war with Germany and with the Japanese? What would have happened? Where would we be today? So sometimes going to war means things change and become more peaceful. But this is a song that brings us back to that attitude back in 1970. Well, as I just said, you know, I mean, in some ways, you have to go to war to bring about peace. I don't know if that's one of these moments or not. But hey, we also have to talk about LSU winning the College Baseball World Series. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh. All right, it is a manic Monday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Kletcher with us. We're responding to Iran retaliating against the United States for the attack over the weekend, and a lot of people are buzzing about this. Social media is buzzing about this. And if you want to join us with a comment, I mean, how are you feeling today? You know, among us, there are war hawks. Those are the people who are looking for reasons to go to war. It's not that they like war. They just, I guess, believe that war is pretty much the answer to everything. I'm not a war hawk, but I'm not a chicken hawk about this. I mean, I'm not afraid of our country, you know, getting involved in things if our country has to be involved in things. And I'm very confident. And, you know, just hearing over the weekend after the bombing, just hearing about the details of the strike package, it was seven B-2 bombers, I believe, and then at one point there were escort jets. You know, these planes, this is just so miraculous to me. I mean, this is our military. Those jets that bombed Iran, I mean, they took off from Missouri. They took off from a base in Missouri and they flew 18 hours there. And I think it was 18 hours there, 18 hours back. I mean, that's a hell of a mission. Now, I'm assuming, Ian, wouldn't you think that there's some place in the B-2 for one of the pilots to be sleeping, to be getting some rest at some point? I mean, these two guys can't be awake for 18 hours. I mean, they could be, but I mean, there's a lot of downtime unless you're going to refuel. And I think they refueled several times on the way there.
I don't mean to sound like disrespectful or not in awe of what happened, but, you know, 18-hour flights happen all the time. I mean, it's, you know, I think the longest flight I was ever on was from Atlanta to Johannesburg, and that was like 16 and a half hours. And you know one of those pilots is sleeping. They're not doing all that in one stretch. So
right.
If a commercial airline can do it, certainly a
beach bomber. Yeah, I mean, there's got to be
a bunk or something in there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they put it on autopilot, and you know, one sleeps, and then the other one sleeps, and then they're both awake. Because, you know, at the end of that flight, the end of the 16-hour flight you were on, at the end of a long flight, you're not exactly ready to be at your prime where you're going to hit like a target.
No.
You know, to push the button at the right time to hit like a specific target. So, you know, you're a little drowsy, you know, at the end of all of that. So, you know, I would think that there are ways for them to, there's got to be a place in the cockpit for them to take turns to resting. But, you know, just hearing about this mission, and then, you know, you deliver the mission, and then you turn around and you come back. I mean, this plane is in the air for a long, long time, and that whole refueling process is just amazing. I mean, to some degree, the cockpit and what they do has got to be similar to a video game.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
It's amazing. All right, let's do some texts.
Rusty is listening today, and he says, and by the way, we're getting a ton of texts. The volume is noticeably higher today than it is, so I'm going to try and get through some of these quickly.
Cool. Let's do a lot of texts then.
Also, some of you are writing texts that are too long, and I say that in a loving, joyful way.
Yeah.
But if it's more than like 4 or 5 sentences, it gets very difficult for me to be able to piece it together, because we get them in small chunks, and then I got to figure out what order they came in. So brevity is great.
Yo. Yeah, and look, if you have that much to say, you know, if you've never called a radio show before, and I run into a lot of people that say, hey, Scooter, listen to your show, I'd never call in. Well, look, it's, you know, I mean, it's just like having a conversation with anybody you know, and some of you have known me for a long time. And if we've never talked, if you've never called in, it's real simple. We just have a conversation.
If you can order a pizza, you can call Scoop.
That's right.
Rusty says, talking point for today, Trump didn't notify Congress when he didn't have to. Make sure they keep that same energy when Obama and Clinton did the same thing. Obama bombed so many different places without notifying Congress, which I understand why they want to be notified. Unfortunately, with the people we have in Congress now and all the leaks, I think it was smart not to notify them, because it would have put those people performing this mission in jeopardy, because they can't not look at the overall picture and do what's best for our own forces. They would have leaked this info because we're that tribal. Also, I'm glad they didn't put any of this information on Signal either, because we saw how that went twice already.
No, that's right. Look, you know, the only thing that bothered me was that President Trump alerted the Republican members of Congress did not alert the Democrats. And that's
goofy, man.
That's not right. I don't like the partisan politics of this president, especially when it comes to things like this.
The United States has a long comet tail of the president making unauthorized strikes on targets. I mean, going back, you know, not just Obama and Clinton, but Bush all the way back to Nixon, they were doing this. They had to draft a law, the War Powers Resolution in 1973 that says, you know, you got to give us such and such amount of time notice. If you put boots on the ground, they got to be out of there in 60 days, or you got to get congressional approval. We are so beyond the pale in terms of demanding this from the president of the United States. And it doesn't really matter to me if it's a Republican or a Democrat. The ship has sailed, guys. The cat is out of the bag. The horse has left the barn.
Yeah,
Elvis has left the building.
I agree. But if you're going to alert the Republicans before, you should also alert the Democrats.
Oh, of course. No, yeah.
That's my only point. I don't like the partisan politics that is so easily played.
Yeah. There's a text that says, why does the United States trust China, Russia, North Korea with nuclear weapons, who have the capability, but we don't trust Iran, who does not have one nuclear weapon?
Well, Pakistan has nukes. So does India.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want them to have them, but they do have them. And, you know, again, there are some nations that are more credible than others. I mean, look, China can act like a big, tough bully all it wants. China needs us. We have this economic relationship with China, and China is not going to blow us out of the water. China is not going to do anything stupid to jeopardize their whole population. And the Chinese have been smart in that they've been able to maintain a communist form of government while allowing a free market society. And that was the mistake that Russia made. the old Soviet Union. They were communist in the government. They were communist throughout society. And that didn't work because it defies the human spirit. So the Chinese have been smart in maintaining a communist form of government, but still encouraging the human spirit in people with a free market society. But, you know, there are countries, again, you know, countries like Iran can be considered somewhat radical and maniacal. And so I think it's a great question, but different nations have just a different set of values. If yeah. I could, you know, let's go back to the Sting song from the 1980s. During the Cold War, Sting wrote a song called Russians. And the lyrics were, I hope the Russians love their children, too. And it was about this idea that the Russians don't want to drop a nuclear bomb on us any more than we want to drop a bomb on them, because the Russians didn't want to be involved in a war because they treasured life. They loved their children. The problem with dealing with the maniacal people of some people of the Middle East, these radicals within the Middle East, is that they don't. There's this big reward if they die, and I think they're going to be disappointed that they're not 72 virgins waiting for them, and so they have this impression of being martyrs, and being a martyr is a big deal. So if you don't care about life, and life is not on the table, how do you bargain with that person? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't hold them accountable to life,
yeah.
So that's the other thing. China and Russia and these other nations, they love their children too.
I can't speak to what exactly the policy is with North Korea. You know, we haven't heard anything about that in kind of a long time. Trump went over there in his first term and saluted the North Korean generals and stepped over the boundary and did all that stuff. And I don't think there was any meaningful impact on their nuclear ambitions
no.
at all. But
and so,
I think that's like the hermit kingdom, right? They've been doing their own thing for a long time, and we don't want them to have nuclear weapons, but they are not. You know, Iran is a big country. I don't know if you saw Tucker Carlson pants Ted Cruz over the weekend, but he popped him and said, you don't know anything about Iran. There's almost 100 million people there. They have a huge middle class. They are highly educated.
Yep,
the people of Iran, it's not Iraq. They're not the same country. It's not the same people. It's not the same ethnic makeup. They are major players in the region in a way that some of these other countries really are not, which is why they've been using Hezbollah and, you know, the Houthi rebels and everybody else to kind of do their dirty work for them.
Yeah. And look, and North Korea is radical, too. Kim Jong-un, I don't trust that guy either. But there wasn't anything we could do about stopping them from getting a nuke. There were programs that were already in the works. Since Iran didn't have one yet, that we could tap into that at a time before it became an issue. So that was an opportunity that we didn't have with those other nations.
I'll leave you with this one, and then we better go. This text says, our own national intelligence said that they were not developing nukes. Now, apparently they were developing nukes. Experts claim that even if they develop a nuclear warhead, they have no way of using it against the U.S. How does this keep the U.S. safe?
Well, that's another thing. You know, you can have a nuke, but delivering the nuke is a whole different, that's a whole different ballgame. And so this is why I wonder about what motivated President Trump to get involved. And because of his past, because of the image that he has created for himself, I believe there's reason to be concerned about what motivates him. Because, again, you know, we did have intelligence that said that they weren't close to it. And basically, Donald Trump told them to shut up.
We should all disabuse ourselves of the idea that just because Iran cannot deliver a nuclear warhead to the United States, continental United States, via a warhead, that doesn't mean that it's not a huge, huge existential problem for the United States if they are nuclear capable. They could nuke Israel. Israel nukes them back. Oh, now everybody else is mad. Now we have the nuclear Armageddon that we always feared. It's like, just because it's not going to hit Cleveland, Ohio, doesn't mean that it's a threat.
I think delivering that thing even to Israel is a logistical challenge. So, but I mean, I'm no nuclear physicist. If you listen to this show, you know I'm not a nuclear physicist.
Are you sure? I think there's a fair amount of people who think that you might be a nuclear physicist.
Well, I'd like to shed them of that thought right now. Anyway, all right, we got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to calls and text coming up. You know, not much you could say about war, right? Nobody put it better than Boy George and Culture Club. War is stupid, and people are stupid. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on W.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
WL. All right, we're talking about what happened over the weekend. President Trump ordered the bombing of Iran. Iran today has retaliated by firing missiles at U.S. bases in Iraq and Qatar. So we're talking about that. And you know, how are you feeling about all of this? I don't believe we're on the threshold of World War III. There are a lot of people who are talking about that right now. Let's go to Peter, who's in Biloxi. Peter, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How's it going?
Good.
I don't want to get into too many details, and I don't even really know all the details, but I was visiting a relative in St. Louis over the Memorial Day holidays, and a good friend of one of my relatives is in the Air Force, pretty high ranking, logistics, not really combat, but said that he didn't go into a lot of details, but he said something's going on with Iran and in that area, because we are deploying God loaves of assets into that region, storing, preparing, ramping things up like at a level that he's never seen before. And then all of a sudden I heard this on the news over the weekend. And it's like, my God, I knew this was happening. And I didn't realize that I knew that this was happening.
Yeah, but because Memorial Day was it was a little while back.
It was the end of May, May 20 something. And he said this deployment of assets has been going on from this Missouri. I was in St. Louis from this Missouri base for months prior to this.
Wow. I'm a little concerned about this guy, you know, saying what he knows. I mean, he probably shouldn't have been telling you all that.
Well, I mean, he was very vague, and it didn't make any sense to me at the time until I heard this, you know, until I heard what happened. Yeah. So it wasn't like, I don't think, he wasn't giving any specifics per se, you know, just like something's up.
Yeah.
And it was just, and I just connected the dots, and it was like, well, that's that had to be it. So, you know, talking about, you know, was this just a one-off? We just, you know, Trump just had this bug up his butt to bomb Iran. No, this is something that's been methodically planned for quite a long time. And I'm sure the Israelis obviously have been involved. And I am a little nervous because I think just from the feeling that I got from hearing what was being deployed is that there's like a long-term process underway right now. I don't know. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, I am nervous. I'm nervous, Peter, but I think we're going to get through this. We have been through things like this before that caused a lot of people to think that we were like on the threshold of World War III, and we weren't. And I'm not being naive, but I'm just saying that you can be concerned, you can be even a little afraid without being in fear of World War III. And I don't think everything is going to go up in a cloud of dust. And I think we're going to be okay. I've got to get to another break here. If you're on hold, stay with us, and we'll continue this conversation. We're also talking about LSU winning the College World Series, which is really amazing. And also, Ozzy Osbourne is teaming with a drink company to distribute his DNA so he can be cloned after he dies. The promotion is focusing on the idea that Ozzy will always be with us. I mean, would you want to be cloned? I mean, would you want to know that after you die, there was somebody just like you running around doing stuff? And when you clone somebody, I mean, that doesn't mean that they're going to be just like you, because what makes you also is the socialization that you were exposed to as you were growing up. So nobody will ever be just like you. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of weird. But hey, you know those rockers. They'll do all that kind of crazy stuff. All right, got to get to a break here. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, and look, you know, if you are concerned, or if you, you know, have something that you feel like, you know, needs to be out there, this is a great place to talk about it. I mean, this is talk radio, and this is equivalent to the town square where, you know, many years ago, before there was, you know, electronic communication, people would go to the town square and talk. And this is basically the town square. The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air culture calendar, on this day in 2019, Dave Bartholomew, who co-wrote a lot of Fats Domino's hits, died at the age of 100. We talked about Dave Bartholomew a lot on this show. Dave and Fats Domino really were part of the invention of rock and roll. And, you know, I mean, I was a white guy growing up in the suburbs, and I thought, like, you know, the white rockers invented rock and roll, and that wasn't true. Rock and roll was really invented by African-American artists, and Dave Bartholomew and Fats Domino and Little Richard and Chuck Berry were part of that group that really were the earliest architects of rock and roll. And Bill Haley and the Comets and all those people, they were just copying stuff that was already being done, so at least they're getting credit now. A lot more still to come. I'm Scoot on the Air. Manic Monday. It's hot. Try and stay cool. And we'll be right back on WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up.
Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.